Dr. Tom May is a bioethicist with the Hudson Alpha Institute for Biotechnology. He spends a lot of time considering what should be done when what can be done changes. Whole genome sequencing increasingly offers people better information about their genetic makeup, which can help with medical decisions. It can prove even more helpful for those who know little or nothing about the health history of their biological relatives. I spoke with Dr. May about that and his field of specialty, bioethics.
It arose really along with the increase in technological abilities in healthcare and science, as well as some of the advances in science that we've seen over the past few decades. For example, a lot of bioethicists work in a clinical setting, in a hospital setting. Those bioethicists may be faced with dilemmas such as when it is appropriate to use certain forms of life support. And these are questions that simply did not arise prior to the advent of something like a ventilator. So you can see that the ethical issues about appropriate uses of certain healthcare interventions really get complicated by the capabilities that are at our disposal. In science, or in genomics, where I work at Hudson Alpha Institute for Biotechnology, the bioethicists focus on what are often called the social, ethical, and legal implications of genomic sciences, and that's really looking at the societal effects, issues of who benefits, how can we appropriately use these scientific technologies, and how can we avoid the misuse or unintended misuse of these applications of scientific capabilities.
Now, the thing we're here to discuss in particular today is this work that was published in the American Journal of Bioethics, addressing a capability we now have to help people with, relative to most folks, little or even no personal knowledge of biological family medical history. Please tell us about that.
Well, for many adoptees, they are adopted in circumstances where they don't have access to their family health history. They may never have met their birth parents. For international adoptees, there may be records, but they may be inaccurate. And even where there is open adoption and there is contact with the birth family, there's often a case of misrepresented family health history information for a variety of reasons. And of course, a lot of adoptions, especially in the past, were closed adoption where records are simply kept from adoptees. And as most of us know, when we go to the doctor, the first thing that happens is we're asked about family health history. Is there a history of cancer of a certain type in our family? For most people, these things do not directly affect our day-to-day sort of lives, particular medical interventions at any given time. But for those who do have this history, there can be life-saving and profound effects on their health screening and interventions to help prevent or mitigate the consequences of having these genetic predispositions. And it's this sort of information that adoptees often lack access to that I think genomic science offers tremendous promise in terms of. We can fill not all, but some of the gaps that exist.
And significant services along these very lines can be had right here in town at Hudson Alpha.
That's exactly right. So, for example, there's an initiative that is underway right now called Information is Power, which provides breast cancer screening to women who are 30 years old. This is the type of inherited disease information that can be useful to know, to be more vigilant about the possibility of breast cancer and make sure that we screen at appropriate times and catch it early.
I think a lot of people wonder how much to expect out of genomic research and the promise of that in their lifetime, whether we're going to see major revolutionary changes in medicine as a result of all of these pursuits in 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, 100 years. Do you have anything to offer?
Well, I'm biased, of course, because I believe in the science, and I think that it has tremendous potential. So that being said, I think that there are limitations. Some of those limitations are addressable only by doing more genetic testing and having better databases from which we can find some of these gene disease associations. As time goes by, we are almost certain to see genomic medicine advance quickly. And that promise is, I think, very, very high for transforming medicine in many ways. What the timeline is for that is a little more difficult to predict.
Dr. Tom May is a bioethicist with the Hudson Alpha Institute for Biotechnology here in Huntsville. You can find more information about some of his current work in the American Journal of Bioethics, in New York Magazine, and at our website, wlrh.org. Links are in the WLRH Facebook and Twitter feeds.